How do you reduce the pain of a local anaesthetic injection? Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose and today we're asking you a question. How do you reduce the pain of a local anaesthetic injection? In urgent care, we see and repair a lot of wounds, and so it stands to reason that we use our fair share of local anaesthetic. For most of our needs, lignocaine, or lidocaine if you're American, is the drug of choice, and depending on the body area and the need for hemostasis, adrenaline, or epinephrine, might be used concurrently. Adequate anaesthesia is necessary for patient comfort, so as we can adequately clean and repair the wound. However, some patients have a needle phobia and require some convincing before they allow the anaesthetic to be instilled. Lignocaine, and the preserving agent used, is quite acidic, so the infiltration can cause discomfort. Now, once the local takes effect, this feeling goes, but it can make for a restless, mobile, or uncooperative patient in the meantime. There are a number of ways reported to reduce the discomfort of local infiltration. Some advocate bicarbonate mixed with the lignocaine to reduce the acidity. The speed of infiltration has been associated with increased pain, so going slowly helps, and warming the liquid to body temperature has been shown to reduce pain. A study in the Journal of Anaesthetic and Pain Medicine in 2016 found that applying ice packs to the skin prior to injection helped reduce the pain. There are topical anaesthetic creams like the liposomal lignocaine, which can be applied directly to the open wound, and some people advocate distraction techniques, or, as several studies have shown, swearing by the patient and not the doctor can also help a patient's perception of pain. So I've attached links to the open access papers that looked at the ice application and the swearing, as well as an open article from the Emergency Medicine Journal that covers all the techniques and approaches, and an article from American Family Physician on topical anaesthetics. Have a read through these and discuss the topic amongst your peers. We will then discuss this topic in the main podcast at the end of the month, but I'd be interested to know your experiences and what techniques you use to make this injection less painful. What works for you and with which techniques have you had issues? In particular, do any of you use topical creams like the LET? And if so, what are your feelings? Email podcast@rnzcuc.org.nz with your views. We'll be back next week with another Urgent Bite. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening.